Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards.
Mark Cuban, a well-known face to many Shark Tank enthusiasts, including me, tweeted on Saturday that he mulls the question, how good is the company at AI before investing in any company now? But what exactly is artificial intelligence in the context of how businesses run their operations and protect their profitability moat? And how can we find some using the VectorVest system? AI. Artificial intelligence. This is a topic that has not been discussed before. So I decided that I would just talk you through an area that I feel is very, very important. So first of all, I'm going to move out of the way. Okay, so I'm just going to slide over here as if I was doing a dance move on the dance floor. Okay, so if you think about technology and where it's important, let's just look from the bottom. Okay, so at the very minimum, right, we need to have a way in which to use technology, whether it's a device like a phone, a laptop, and we need to connect to the internet, right? There's a lot of companies doing that. You know, the market is pretty saturated, particularly in the US. When people need a new device, they're buying in, or they're, you know, they're moving between competitors, but there's not this huge growth capability. Second thing is we need to be cyber secure. We need to make sure that we have stability in our security. We absolutely need to make sure of that. We need to know that when I log on, let's say I'm going to log on to my internet banking, that it's going to be safe and it's going to be secure. And that is why we have things like, you know, encryptions, and that is why we need to make sure that our Wi-Fis are locked down and a range of other things, right? Again, nothing new here. Integrated information needs. If you look at digital transformation, in the 1960s, digital transformation was getting this tool and this tool and this tool and this tool. Now we had word processing, then we had Excel, then we had all these various different things. But actually, particularly now in the last 15 years of digital transformation, you're bringing together integrated information needs. So now, rather than me, let's say I'm going to write a document and I'm going to email it to Joey, instead what I can do is I can do it on our Teams and I can upload it as a file so that he can see it as I'm writing it in real time. So that's the next one. Competitive differentiation then is when technology allows us to be different. Now, I'm sure a lot of you know, this show without YouTube would not have been possible in this current way. If you go back to the beginning of VectorVest, VectorVest started off as a physical printed thing that was sent out in the mail. Physical book. Then it moved into a CD-ROM. Then it became a product that you could access online. Then it became a real-time product. Then it became a product where you could customize everything. I have been here, like I say, for the past 10 years. I have been here to see an awful lot of technology changes here. I've seen a lot of that happen. And now, of course, through the competitive differentiation, now VectorVest runs its live streaming, like this show, like my own show, like and a wide variety of other things, enable it to differentiate itself in the market. But look at the top. Look at the top. How can we think about technology changing things entirely about the way we work? Well, I've actually just given you a clue there because I've already mentioned it, that Joey and I can interact on Teams. He can actually feed everything that he needs to feed across to me as I'm doing the show here in real time using Teams. Can I give you a statistic? There has been a 54% increase in the amount of people using Teams on a daily basis since COVID. That may not surprise you. That also, by the way, equates to 115 million daily active users of a technology that didn't exist a couple of years ago. And I was recently talking in preparation for the show. I had a chat with Microsoft and I said to them, I said, tell me, what are you planning? What's next? Where are you going? Because this cloud, you know, this cloud computing and this enablement of us to interact with each other. When we look at that, when we take a look at how we can innovate and how we can plan the way in which we work, what are you planning? So what they're planning in particular is, and it's already there, is that if Joey leaves me a voicemail, it automatically transcribes. That's called STT, speech to text. But what they're planning is to actually integrate that into your calendar as well. So Joey sends me a message saying, hey, Susan, just want to check in with you about Trending Thursdays tomorrow. can you send me something across? And also, let's pop a meeting in the diary for 2 p.m. tomorrow. And then automatically, the call to action is highlighted. That highlights what he wants me to do. And then the second thing is that I get a diary invite simply by his voice. That is what AI, that is paradigm shifting. And my question to you is, how do we find the stocks that are really focused on AI? And I'm not just asking, I'm not the one just asking this. Here is my second story. Let me just pop back there now. Here is my second story of, okay, let me just go the old fashioned way. Let me just go the old fashioned way of just showing you exactly right. And that is this guy up here, Mr. Mark Cuban. Cuban, yes. A guy, of course, that many of you will know personally. I'm very familiar with him. I'm a big fan of Shark Tank. And what he says is how good a company is at the AI is at the foundation. That is what he is talking about right now. So I thought what I might do is just tell you three ways that AI might be translating into stock prices, right? So number one is saving time, because if companies can bring AI into their companies and therefore improve the productivity of their staff, well, then they need to pay out less money on systems and labor hours and so on. So as a result, then that money can fall to the profit line, pushing up the earnings per share and then naturally having an effect on the share price. Alternatively, another thing that it could do is simply make work easier so that then you can have a better outcome for customers. So for example, some accounting software now using AI, it will connect to a bank account, watch the transactions coming in, and the AI, the artificial intelligence, will actually read the transactions coming in and assign them into their various different areas, which will transform the idea of a bookkeeper and also an accountant. And then the third one, I had a chat last weekend, again, in preparation to talk to you today, with my friend in San Diego, who loves her Tesla. And she was telling me that the next update she's expecting from Tesla is a complete self-drive, completely. Now, I was over with Tracy in San Diego last November, 12 months. At that time, her Tesla could stop. So her Tesla knew when the lights turned red, but her Tesla did not know, it could not read a stop sign. That is then, a lot has changed since. So now we can read stop signs. That's machine learning. So that is when a company like Tesla makes sure that when one Tesla makes a mistake and learns, it goes out to all of the fleet. So therefore, all the cars teach each other about how to do things. Now it's at the stage where the next upgrade will be literally a full self-drive. That's all AI. That is really all AI. So let's pop back over here now to my watch list. And let's take a look at two particular stocks that I think are I want to show you. One is good old Microsoft. You know the adage, nobody ever got fired for buying from Microsoft. Microsoft and Nvidia. Couple of things that I wanted to show you here, but just before I do that, just again, Joe, I'm just going to check in here. After I go through these stocks, you can let me know if there's anything there that I need to refer back to. There's lots of chat happening, and please do keep it coming. Keep the chat going there. We want to make sure that you are that you're all talking to each other. Absolutely. I see there, VJ. Yeah, I agree with you. Cuban is a tech visionary. We should definitely listen to him. If he's basically making AI decisions on this, I think it's, you know, certainly one to watch. And that's why I talk about it. But as investors, where I'm really interested is right at the top of the pyramid. Okay. Great. So Nvidia and Microsoft. Now, let's scroll on over here and let's take a look at what we've got going on. Nvidia, I remember actually, I was telling you one quick story. I was sitting beside Dr. DeLito, our founder. I was sitting beside him at the Money Show in San Francisco back in 2017, I think it was. And he said to me at that stage, 2017, I was, you know, quite some time ago. I think it was at that stage he said of all the stocks that he was going to pick out that year, Nvidia was his top one. And I remember that as I was preparing for this. Nvidia is also looking at me right here because part of what's in this laptop right now has been made in Nvidia as well. Anyway, so look over here. When we look at both Nvidia and Microsoft, we can see that the relative value here is our long-term price appreciation potential is very, very significant. So above one is favorable, below one is unfavorable, again, to those, to those. Sorry, thank you to Michael. The saying was, no one ever got fired for choosing IBM, but that was in the 80s. Yes, okay, you're right. You're right. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. But I think that phrase has been, I've heard that phrase about a range of companies. And you're right. I shouldn't be saying it shouldn't be saying that specifically about any company or those companies it could be referring to when that is the correct one. Thanks, Michael. Okay, so the long-term price appreciation potential here, which is RV, relative value, is above one, and it's specifically well above one as well. So we've got some very good long-term price appreciation potential here in both of them. Now, if I wanted to check, let's say in the case of Microsoft, I'm just going to right click and I'm going to get a full stock analysis report here. The great thing about these stock analysis reports is it will actually give me in comparison to the average for the entire VectorVest system. Okay. So when I go down here to relative value, what I can see is Microsoft has a relative value here of 1.24, which is good on a scale of 0 to 2. Okay. The next one here is relative safety. Any of you, I would be interesting to hear how many of you use RS particularly when, oh, thanks Joy. Joy just put a link in there for the free stock analysis report. Anybody that is not familiar with VectorVest, anybody that is new, click on that link and you can get 3 free stock analysis reports right away. Okay, relative safety is where we look at the predictability and the consistency of financial performance. And specifically that means the predictability and consistency of the dividends and the earnings. 2 good stocks from that point of view. Very, very good. Very, very strong relative safety here. And now I see one of you has already picked up on this. We can see here NVIDIA is, you know, its momentum isn't very strong at the moment. We can see that it's trading quite flat. But down here with Microsoft, it's up here at 1.22. Overall, very strong VST showing. NVIDIA has a hold. Microsoft has a buy recommendation. But as Steve Chappell himself says, money goes where money grows. And it's always important to make sure when you're looking at a stock, its earnings. A, is it profitable? B, is it growing? And when you look over here at the earnings per share, is it profitable? Absolutely. But secondly, when you look at the growth capability here, we can see NVIDIA is growing its earnings at 23% and Microsoft is at 16%. So they're two very, very strong areas. Personally, I'm interested in both of them because of the capability they have right up at the top of that pyramid, which is in the paradigm shift. Okay, now I'm going to move on now to our next story, which is all about ETFs. But before I do, what I just want to let you know is, I just mentioned there the Hot Stocks panel, and I also mentioned Steve Chappell, and I mentioned Glenn. Well, you have to mention Glenn, it's Trending Thursdays. But what I do want to tell you is that the next Hot Stocks panel is actually taking place on the 3rd of February. So it's taking place on the 3rd of February, and it also, you will see it here on YouTube. Now, here is how to make sure you don't miss it. Number one is make sure to subscribe to the channel, but also click on the bell. Click on the bell, because what you need to do is when you click on the bell, then the bell will give you the notifications of when that goes live. So the first thing to do is subscribe to the channel. Doesn't cost you anything. Subscribe to the channel and click on the bell to make sure that you're notified of when that goes live. And second thing is put it in the diary for the 3rd of February.
Hey guys and gals, Steve Chappell here. It's that time again, time for another blockbuster YouTube event. In the spirit of both Valentine's Day and the new legislative climate, our next hot stock picking panel is going to be called The 7 Marijuana Stocks to Love or Leave. So buy or avoid like the plague. We'll be coming to you live right here on YouTube February 3rd at 2 p.m. Eastern, and we hope to see you there.
Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.